Okay, today's our last day on the Gadol Omer al Gabav Sugya. Then we're gonna move on Bez Hashem on Sunday. There is Yeshiva Sunday, reminder to everybody. So we will have Shir Bez Hashem Sunday, 12 o'clock, regular time. So Shkaya. Okay. So we there was one basic chakira in the whole sugya of Gadol Omer al Gabav. The basic chakira was What function does Gadol Omer al Gabav do? What function does he serve? Does he serve to focus the katan and give the katan kavana, or does he serve to provide his own kavana because the katan doesn't have kavana? And the Gadol Omer al Gabav providing his own kavana l'shma, that works for him because he provides his own kavana. So there's a discussion already in Rishonim in Tshuvas. Let's when we try to apply Gadol Omer al Gabav to other areas of halacha. There you go. When we try to apply Gadol Omer al Gabav to other areas of halacha that require lishma. So remember we discussed matzah. Does matzah need to be lishma? So the Rashba discusses in a Chuvin Simon Chavav, he says, Tzarech atal adas, ki matzah shel mitzvah tzricha shimur l'shem matzah, Bein shimur delisha, bein shimur demidan ktsira, lamarkadisle. Wherever you hold, you need shmira. It needs to be shmira l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And he says, goes on. Cher shot of a katan yesh ladin lahakalu lahachem riba kol davar shetzarech kavana. Im kavanasam kavana va'afilu biyisrael lomed al gabav. He says there's what to discuss when it comes to a gadol omer al gabav while a katan is trying to make matzah. Ditnan begitin beperikay mevi hakol ksherin lichtov as a gedva filu chereshot v'katan v'arminu lo begemara v'olav b'nei deyninu amar avunu v'ushi a gadol omer al gabav our gemara samalei Rav Nachman yes alamiyata nachar v'yisrael omer al gabav v'achinami d'kasher. So why by a guy is gadol omer al gabav not okay? So the gemara says alma shaminin meha to get shetzarech ksivu l'shma chereshot v'katan ksher lo b'shgadol omer So says Rashba, what emerges from our Gemara very clear that Gadol Omer al Gabav works for Chereshot V'Katan, does not work for a guy. So what's he going to ask? Tosis Kasha about Shechita, that it sounds like Gadol Omer al Gabav doesn't even work for a Katan. So the Rashba quotes the Balei HaTosfos that discuss the Chilik. So he says, but nevertheless, the Rashba goes on to say, "Oh, ulefi devrayim b'matzah de mitzvah chereshot v'katan psulin la shari tzricha shimur l'shem matzah ve'elu einon b'nei das, that they should be puzzled because they're not b'nei das. V'im hayu achir mamdim al gabeim umlamdim osam b'cheresh v'katan de islu daita kalishta ve'einon shotim gimurim yotzin ba." Avul b'shota ein yotzin ba. So says the Rashba. What if you have gadol omer al gabav? Depends. Cherish and katan, fine. Mild shota, fine. Someone's a really bad shota, someone who's completely out of his mind, it's no good even with Gadol Omer al Gabav. Why? What's the svara? So which version of Gadol Omer al Gabav is he working with? The version that you're focusing them to apply their das, or the version that you're supplying the das because they don't have any? So what does Rashba sound like he's saying? What did you say? Right, you're focusing their das, and that's why the Shota Gamur can't focus his das, he doesn't have any. If you were supplying the das, what difference does it make if he's a Shota Gamur, not a Shota Gamur, halfway Cher Shota? What difference does it make? It's your das, as long as you're not a Shota, everything should be fine. See, the Rashba's shaila, it's interesting, people would never ask these shailas anymore. He said the shaila that was asked him was Mashi Yasara Payit Ba Saros HaPesach, one of the piyutim that you have by Pesach, Nimna Shal Yilosh Chere Shota V'Katan V'Ger Shekafar V'Kala Ochel Matzah Al Yedeim Yivush V'Yichbar V'Av, etc. That the line in the poem, in the piyut, was that don't have a Chere Shota V'Katan or a Ger, need your dough. So someone asked, or the Ger says, a guy, need your dough. So the Rashba was asked, is that really true? They can't knead the dough? What if you have a Gadol Omer al Gabav? Why would no one ask such kashas anymore? No one reads piyutim anymore. No one's gonna, right? So no one would ask such a kasha. But they asked such shaila to the Rashba. So the Rashba says, yeah, it must be talking about the Python. Must have been talking about B'shein Gadol Omer al Gabav. When there's no Gadol Omer al Gabav, B'reinu Chinami, if you have a Gadol Omer al Gabav, it would be fine. But then says the Rashba, Umizeh harav Rabbi Yonah zal kasav, Dekol she'efshal yidei shliach beget v'chalitza u'shchita kavanas ha'omer al gabav ki kavanas ha'osa maisa da'havalei k'shliach u'lefichach beget kosher v'afilu shote. But Rabbeinu Yonah holds the other way, that you're providing the das, that anything that lends itself to shlichus, when you stand there and the katan's doing the action, you're providing the das, and that's good enough. V'u'adin b'shkita ilu hayu gadol amir al gabayan. Aval chalitza di'efshal yidei shliach av kavanas amir al gabav lo mahanya b'mishot b'mecheresh b'mekat. It's only chalitza that we say it's not going to work. So according to that, what about by matzah? So by matzah would turn out that when acherim gadol amir al gabav, for sure it would be okay, even for a shota, because if you're providing the das, then it's going to be okay. So the Rashba pretty much says the chakira, and he pretty much says the halacha by acher shota b'kat and by matzah is going to depend on that. I just want to point out that it's not so pashut that matzah would break down along those lines. Meaning it makes for a very neat svara. You could say, okay, two possibilities what gadol amir al gabav does, and matzah is a very nice nafkamina. If a gadol amir al gabav by katan is doing matzah. It's not so pashut for the following reason. First of all, when we say you need to have shmira on the matzos, shmartem es ha-matzos, that's pasuk in the Torah, shmartem es ha-matzos. You have to watch the matzos. What does it mean that you have to watch the matzos? How does one fulfill the chiyuv of watching the matzos? So the shita sarambam is that on the simplest level, the Torah is telling us to watch the matzos to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. It's not about lishma. Shmira is to make sure that avoid any possibility whatsoever that it become chametz. It's not about the mitzvah per se. It's about being extra vigilant in the matzah. Rashi in Pesachim and Daf Amud Aleph goes a step further, and he says that it's not enough to just watch it to protect it from chimutz. You have to watch over the matzah with the specific kavana that you want this to be used for the mitzvah d'oraisa on the night of the Seder of Achilas Matzah. And in fact, Rashi's approach is very strongly supported by the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Chesam Beis. Because what does Gemara in Pesachim say? I think we discussed this earlier this year, that a person could not be yotze his mitzvah of matzah with chalos tadir or rekike nazir. Chalos tadir rekike nazir, meaning the loaves of bread that you prepared for some other karban, for some karban that happened to be matzah, happened to not be chametz, can't do the mitzvah of matzah with them. Why not? Because they weren't made with the kavana l'shem matzah. Now, were you careful to make sure they're not chametz? Of course you were careful to make sure they're not chametz, because they're not allowed to be chametz as part of the karban. I understand if we're talking about stam loaves of bread you have in your house that you think aren't chametz. So that even the Rambam would say is no good, because it's you never had a shmira to make sure, to extra vigilance, to make sure it wasn't chametz. But something that the halacha required that it not be chametz, like the chalos toda of the 40 loaves of bread that the carbon toda has, 30 of them are matzah, right? So the chalos toda that have to be matzah. So of course you were careful, and yet it's not kosher for the mitzvah of matzah because it wasn't done lishma. So the main nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. So several nafkaminas. First of all, do you have to have any special kavana, or do you just need to make sure that there was no chimutz? But another nafkamina might be our issue right here: who has to have the kavana? Who has to be careful about shmira? Is the din of shmira a din in the person doing the maisa? Or is the din of shmira that it just needs hashkacha? You just need someone who's taking care of it, someone who's watching it, someone who's making sure that everything's being done right. If you hold like the Rambam, that you're just being careful to make sure that it wasn't chametz, so what's the din in shmira? The din of shmira is just someone should make sure it's not chametz. It has nothing to do with the person doing the maisa. So if you have a katan that's making your matzahs, you can say, oh, he can't do shmira. You need shmira l'shma. According to the Rambam, not really. You just need somebody there doing shmira. He doesn't have any. So gadol amir al gabav would for sure work. However you understand gadol amir al gabav. Because this is a different situation. Gadol amir al gabav by get is a discussion because the kosev, the person writing the get, the person doing the maisa, should be having kavan l'shma. But by matzah, according to the Rambam, there's no din of the person making the matzah has to have kavanah l'shma. The din is somebody's got to be making sure that it's not chametz. So as long as you have someone making sure it's not chametz, it's good enough. Whereas according to Rashi, no, there's din that the maisa needs to be done l'shma. The actual baking of the matzah, l'chora, needs to be done l'shma. And even within Rashi, it's not so pashut. It could be that whereas din l'shma by, let's say, ksiva stam, and ksivas haget might be about doing the maisa l'shma, The mitzvah in the Torah is not the making of the matzos that we darshan that needs l'shma. What is it? Ushmartem es ha-matzos. That's a separate mitzvah. What does shmira entail? Just watching. So it could be that whereas ksivas haget, because the Torah says v'kasav la sefer krisos, so ksivas haget has to be done l'shma, or whereas ksivas stam, right? Kisulucham shira azos. So it has to be done l'shma, because it's din in the ksiva and the action. The din by matzah is not a din in the action of making the matzah. It's not in vasisim es ha-matzos, it's in ushmartem es ha-matzos, in the shmira. So the shmira has nothing to do with the making of the matzos. So that could very well be, that could very well shed light on this issue that maybe matzah is not so directly connected to our discussion. The Maril in the Prima Gadim Paskin that when watching the matzah, a person should say l'shem mitzvahs matzah and not rely on just the fact that he's making sure that it's not chametz. I mean, Chaschinuch quotes from Pri Chadash that if a person doesn't have kavana to bake the matzah for the mitzvah, he's not yotzi the mitzvah shmur matzah. We obviously pass that you need kavana l'shma. That's what we do in all of our matzah bakeries. But I'm just saying, going back to the Rishonim and going back to the Pesukim, so it's not so pashut that this nafkamina cuts directly along the lines of what you would expect the nafkamina to be. Okay, that's Aleph in terms of the and by the way, I saw that the Ritva in Psachim Dav Mem Amud Aleph quoted here in the Masifta quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel Shafilu Losh Goy V'Amad Yisrael V'Shamer Osal L'Shem Mitzvah Moil. The Ritva says even if a guy is doing the Lisha and a Jew is watching it, it's going to work. Why? Well, how could it possibly work if the Jew is if a guy? We just said Gadol Omer El Gabav. Our Gemara came to the clear conclusion Gadol Omer El Gabav doesn't work by a guy. But the answer is pashut. Why there's a difference? When it comes to a get, you need the maisa to be done l'shma. The guy has other kavanos, so it doesn't matter. But by matzah, there's no din that the maisa has to be done l'shma. The din is that the shmira needs to be done l'shma. So good. So someone's watching. He's doing a shmira l'shma, and that's perfectly fine. He's no worse than the person doing the maisa. So that's why it's different. The other. So let's now apply it to two other areas of halacha, and we'll see how this issue plays out in these two other areas of halacha. You have a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis keeps you in shape. Simin Yud Aleph. There has come to this Shulchan Aruch. What? The stipler is masking to what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, good. No idea what that means. I assume they added something. Okay, Magen Avraham in Simin Yud Aleph Sivkatan Beis says as follows. Shulchan Aruch of theirs says, we're talking about the spinning of the threads of the tzitzis. Tavon Akum v'Yisrael Omer Al Gabo v'Omer Sheyasu L'Shma. Who sits there making tzitzit strings? It's a hard job, you know, to sit there making tzitzit strings. So you go to a sweatshop, you hire some 6-year-old, people in the Far East, and you you pay them 3 cents a month, and you make tzitzit, right? Is that okay? So it's not okay for a lot of reasons, but what about in terms of halacha? You have a guy who works for you to make the tzitzit. So if you have a Yisrael Mashkiach, Omer Al Gabo, to watch over him the whole time, Va'omer Sheyasa L'Shma, says the Shulchan Aruch, Laharambam Pasul Laharosh Kasher. The Ram says no good, the Rosh says it's Kasher. Normally, what does Shulchan Aruch do? He goes with majority opinion, Rambam, Rosh, Rif, which is always the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam and the Rif always agree. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama that he almost always agrees with the Rif. So he rigged it to be like the Rambam. In fact, whenever he can, he tries to use the exact Lashon of the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, as much as possible. To use the Lashon of the Rambam. Ravir just says, Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam, the Rif must have not weighed in on it or something. Rambam Apostle Rosh Kasher. Says Ramah, V'noagin sheyisayeya ha-Yisrael ma'at. The minig is that the Jew does something, that the Jew participates a little bit in the spinning of the threads for the tzitzis, and that way it's going to be good enough. Zakt the Magen Avram. Uli'inyanim tavan cher shot of a katan v'gadol omir al gabav. Talia beplukta shakasa besimin tav samach bebeis Yosef. He says, what about cher shot of a katan? Is that going to work? So says the Magen Avraham, when it's done by a guy, that's the machlokas Ramam the Rosh. But when it's done by a cheresh al tevkatan, that's tali in the machlokas in Simen Tav Samach. Where's that? What area of halacha is Simen Tav Samach? Hilchos Pesach. Why in Hilchos Pesach? That's the machlokas when it comes to matzah. That Tosos holds that Shota, it's not going to help to have Gadol Omer al Gabbai by matzah. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it does help. Where do we see this machlokas, Tosos and Rabbeinu Yonah? In the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba set it up that it's a straight machlokas. Oh. So says Magen Avraham, same thing with tzitzis. Yeah, question?
Little aside, the Shofar Arach says that if the Jew has a little, patient, that it's okay.
Yeah.
What about just a little slide? I know Svarim are very mocked by the Ashkenazim when they have this bod, in Carl and Gabby's, they have
So in Bishalakim, you're talking about Bishalakim issues. That's a separate issue, but it's a similar idea that. It's really the Jew has to participate in the cooking process when it comes to Bishalakim. What's called participating in the cooking process is a machloka, Svarim Ashkenazim. Meaning, the Jew doesn't have to do everything, even according to Svardim. According to in Svardi Pesach Halach, if the fire is on and the Jew puts the food on the fire and then the non-Jewish chef does everything else, it's still perfectly kosher. It's only a problem with Svardim don't rely on is that they don't allow the Jew turning on the fire. They don't think that's enough for a Jew to turn on the fire. Ashkenazim, the Ramah, does allow a Jew turning on the fire. But everyone agrees over there that just participating in the cooking process makes it that you're shutaf in the cooking process, and therefore there's no gezeira of chasnus or whatever bishlakum, whatever the concern of bishlakum is. It's a different discussion. But over here, so how much siyua do you need? He doesn't say. He says the Rama says a little bit. You need to do something a little bit. Now, what does that tell you? This about lishma is shalol lishma psul or is lishma hechsher? Meaning, one could have said that any time that there is lolishma, it means that it's being done badly, and therefore that's bad. Whatever is being done shalolishma ruins it. But anything that's being done lishma is kosher. Whatever is done shalolishma is positive. So one could have argued two ways. One could argue that any time there's any lolishma mixed into this maisa, so it's a problem. If there's lolishma mixed into the maisa, it's going to ruin the whole thing. Or you could say no. There are a lot of ingredients that you need to. We had similar stories before. There are a lot of ingredients that you need to make a kosher pair of tzitzis. You need to do the spinning. You need to do that. You need to the wool to come from a sheep or whatever. Whatever it is that you need, all the different things that you need. You need all the ingredients. One of the ingredients you need is lishma. So sprinkle in a little lishma, and therefore it's good. But it's not that lo lishma is psul. It's that lishma is machshin, right? That's the in general. That's always whenever you have a psul. Or even a requirement. You always have to ask yourself that question. Is it that this is the starting point that it's automatically possible without this? Or is it, meaning is it that the negative is the psul? Or is that no, not having it is nothing, and then you just need to add it, you need to add the quality in order to make it kosher. Nafkamina would be, if it's this exact case, a siyua a little bit good enough. If lo lishma is a psul, so then why does it help that I'm doing a little bit? The whole rest of it was done shalol lishma. So it's not that lol lishma is absurd, it's that lishma is machshin. Right? That when you do a little bit lishma, that you sprinkle on a little lishma into the mix. So that's going to make it okay. But it is the Magen Avraham teaching me anything new when he says that this connects to the halacha in Hilchos Pesach by matzah? So yeah, it seems to be a significant chiddush. Because what did we just say? That by matzah, it's not so pashut at all. That it's a din in the maisa that you need to do it lishma. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva said that even a guy can make your matzah as long as someone's omer al gabav. Why? Because you have shmira lishma. And that's all you need by matzah. There's no din of a maisa being done lishma. By tzitzis, there's no din of shmira by tzitzis. By tzitzis, clearly the tviya lishma, the maisa has to be done lishma. It's not a din of shmira. So Magen Avraham clearly assumes, like the Tshuvas HaRashba, that there are two deos here, and that you don't have this possibility of just requiring a shmir lishma. I had a similar discussion recently, just talking to Rabbi Shai Shecht, who told me he was talking to his father. What if you have, the Rambam writes that this is a way off topic, but I thought it was interesting. The Rambam writes that that there's a halacha, that in order for a person to be a dayon, a person, if a person is muhsak v'gaiva, balgaiva v'shakran, he's possible to be a dayan. A person is muhsak to be a balgaiva and a shakran, he can't be a dayan. Might not commit if he can be a dayan or not. Let's say you have a guy who's been a dayan for years and years, and then you find out that he's balgaiva and a shakran. So what? So he judged in Dina Mamon this case. Whatever he judged. The nafkamina might be if for his chalitzas, where you need a real dayan. For Dina Mamon, we always do pshara anyway, and everyone's mekabelim, so it's fine. But for chalitza, for gittin, it doesn't really matter so much either. And for gerus, that could get very scary, because you're going to go back years and years and say, well, he was muchzak as a balgaiva and a shakra, and so all the gerus he did was invalid. So you're going to tell these people that have been Jews for 10 years and not really Jews, make them do another gerus. Chalitza, a woman got remarried, you can tell her that her kids are mamzerim. Right? Well, maybe not, I don't know if it makes mamzerim, maybe just being a salav, but still, you're going to tell her that it was that she's living in sin. Very, very hard. So I suggested, maybe the Rambam said muchzuk balgaiva v'shakran, he means at the time he was muchzuk as a balgaiva v'shakran. But someone you just find out later at the time wasn't muchzuk as a balgaiva v'shakran, should be totally fine. Right? So he said, Rav Shecht said, no. It's not that you have to be muchzuk as a balgaiva v'shakran to pasul you. It's that to be kosher, you need to be muchzuk as an anav and an ishemes. That's one of the qualifications of a dayan. You don't make it to be a dayan unless you're MS and you're an anav. So if someone, granted he wasn't muchzuk, but if he never had those qualities, what I'm just trying to illustrate over here is sometimes you hear that there's a din that you need something. You always have to ask: is the din that you need it, or is the din that if you have the opposite of it, that's the psul? So we also is balgaiva and shakran a psul, or is it no? The requirement of a dayan is to be the opposite of balgaiva v'shakran, and could have big nafkaminas, right? Like in this case, a big nafkamina in this theoretical case where you find out later that somebody's a balgaiva v'shakran. Okay, so the Magen Avraham connects this idea to matzah. So in the Oneg Yontif, he has a phenomenal chiddush where he develops two ways of thinking about lishma in general. So there are two types of machshavos that a person could have. Yeah, it goes on for a while. It's not fair for me to tell you. Go take a look at the Oneg Yontif. All right. So he develops the following two ideas in lishma in general, that one type of machshava lishma is that you need a machshava to show that you're doing this maisa for this purpose. Good. So the machshava is that it's megala that this maisa is being done with the right kavanas in mind, for the right purpose, for the right goals. Good. That's one type of machshava lishma. Another machshava lishma is not to determine the purpose of my maisa, but it creates a chalos. It's the very maisa is the machshava. The machshava becomes part of the maisa. It makes the maisa work. By gerushin v'kiddushin, when a husband is, let's say, mekadesh an isha, his das to be mekadesh the isha is part of the very maisa. It's part of what kiddushin is. The ratzon itself is what makes the kiddushin chal. A maisa kiddushin alone, giving a ring, that's not it. That's not kiddushin. It's giving a ring with ratzon. That's what creates the kiddushin. If a guy gives a ring and there was no ratzon, there's no evaluation afterwards. Well, would he have wanted it? Would he not have wanted it? Right? What is he? No, if you're missing the ratzon, he's missing in the ikar maisa. The whole maisa is not a maisa b'chla. Gadol Omir al Gabav is very good to determine what his kavana was. When you have Gadol Omir al Gabav, that can educate us on what a person's kavana is. Or it can focus and create a certain kavana. But when you have a machshava that's supposed to make the maisa happen, then Gadol Omir al Gabav doesn't work. And what the Oneg Yontif seems to be saying essentially is that sometimes you could divorce the machshava from the maisa, and sometimes the machshava and the maisa are part and parcel of each other. If you could divorce them a little bit from each other, Gadol Omir al Gabav can work. The maisa is a maisa in its own right, and it just needs to be done with a certain goal in mind. So Gadol Omir al Gabav will channel the maisa toward that goal. But when the maisa itself requires machshava in order for it to have a chalos at all, So then you need the person himself who's doing the Maisa to have the Das. And Cheresh Advokatim doing it with Gadol Omen Al Gabav is not going to work. Great. So that's great on a theoretical level. But what does that mean for us? On the halachic level in terms of tzitzis. So what's the nature of lishma by the spinning of the threads of the tzitzis? Is that a machshava lishma or a machshava of ratzon? Right? Is that a machshava where it's part of the maisa, or is it a machshava just to determine what his goal is? So he suggests that the requirement of machshava is by tzitzis, gadol amir al gabav will not work. Because gadol amir al gabav, because machshava of lishma by tzitzis is the second kind of machshava. That it has to be that the tviya is being done lishma, and it's not a tviya at all. It's not just being megala, do you want it, do you not want it? But it's more than that. That it doesn't even count as a spinning of the threads at all when it's not done lishma. Let me find his words here. Yeah. Here it is. Says the Onagan. So it will be clear with his own words. V'tayma de milsa nirli. Did davka gabik sivas ha-sofer hu de mahani gadol omid al-gabav. When someone's writing a get, gadol omid al-gabav works. Avlidin kiddushin v'gerushin de bal atzmo v'chein le'inyin truma lo mahani. By gerushin, kiddushin, truma doesn't work. Why? Mishum de be'emes b'machshava she'tzrichu chachamim ima maisa yesh trei gavni machshavos. There are two types of machshavos that go along with a maisa. Aleph, machshava hamora ala siyas hamaisa. Da'inu shu'tzarech lachshav b'dayto lamahu osa maisa azos. You have to be thinking, what am I doing this for? V'ikr pu'ulas adavar nigmar al yidei maisa. But the actual action happens through a maisa. Raksha matara shayna maisa pa'ala salam kein mechashim b'dayto b'shas asiyaso lamu osa davar zeh. She said the Torah says you have an additional requirement that you need to think about why you're doing it. V'yesh machshava shi ba'atzma go remes u'po'eles in yin ha'maisa. But then there's another type of machshava where the machshava is the driving force behind the maisa. Kamo gabe get v'kola kinyanim. Kinyanim are made not by a physical act, but by das to be kona. The das is the ikr by the kinyan. Alamai, the physical act, is a reflection of the das. But what's really driving the maisa is the machshava. By the get also, she'en ish miskareshes elam abal rotze, ve'en amekach nitne elam ken amocher v'lo keach rotzim lahaknos v'liknos. A kinyan can't work unless you have ratzon on both sides of the kinyan. A get can't work unless the husband has ratzon. Rak shamra Torah she'en get nigmar b'dvarim v'ratzon l'chud. This is a good way to say it. When it comes to a get, when it comes to a kinyan and a get, the ikar is that you need machshava. Elamai, the Torah says you have to do a maisa to reflect your machshava. When it comes to ksivas haget, let's say, the writing of the get, the ikar is you need a maisa. Elamai, the Torah says you also need some machshava to go along with the maisa. See the difference? What's the ikar ingredient? Are we looking for a maisa, or are we looking for a maisa and it just happens to be you need some machshava together with the maisa? Or are we looking for a machshava and it happens to be you need a maisa to go along with the machshava? As almost an afterthought. Elmkei nasa davar yidei maisa gon get al yidei ksivas and sinus sefer krisis. Umekalcha yidei molus u'meshicha. Avul be'emes gamma ratzon shalom po al akinyin. Ve'inu bolorus al pulus ha'maisa. Good. So he says, now that we divide two different types of machshavos, nira borur, dahach milsa de gadol omen al gabov, so where does gadol omen al gabov work? Where the kavana is not part of the maisa itself, where the kavana is not part of what you're accomplishing, it's just an afterthought. So when does Gadol Omer Al Gabav work? When the Iker is the Maisa, so the Maisa is being done 100%. Elamai, you need another ingredient, you need a Machshava. Okay, so the guy that's Omer Al Gabav provides the Machshava. Whichever way you want to understand Gadol Omer Al Gabav, he could provide that Machshava. But by a Baal HaMegaresh, where he needs Das Legarsha, right? What happens if the husband is a Shota? What do you do about Gerishin? The woman's an Aguna. You can't do anything. I have an idea. Get a Gadol Omer Al Gabav. Doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because the Iker ingredient that you need by Gerishin is the Machshava. Elamai, you need a Maisa to show that you're doing the Machshava right. So that a Gadol Omer Al Gabav doesn't work. So now, he goes on to say, when it comes to other mitzvahs, like tzitzis, where does he get back to tzitzis? Ibul d'shma he gets to. Where does he get back to tzitzis? Lishos matzah lishma. So that's what he has about tzitzis, no? Oh, there's another page. Ah, here it is. Ulfima shebi arnu datvi lishma lo mahani elamidas baivin. Oh, that is already after he got to it. Okay. What he tries to suggest, if I recall correctly, yeah, that by Tviya and Ibud, he relates them to each other. We don't care that the Shota is not able to have the Kavana, because the Bailim is Miyached Al Yidei, the Tviya of the Shota, that it should be the Shei Mitzvah, and that works enough. Meaning the point of the Lashma is that you need the Bailim to be okay with it. But the Iker is really the Maisa, when it comes to the Tviya of the Tzitzis. It's just that we need the Bailim to be happy with it. Good. Okay. I should have made a copy of this. We can run through it together. Okay, but let's leave that at that. Now, other nafkaminas, in terms of Gadol Omer Al Gabav, which way you look at Gadol Omer Al Gabav. So, when it comes to a guy, there's a strange comment that the Chassam Sofer has. Difficult to understand comment. When it comes to a guy, so what do we say? Why does Gadol Omer Al Gabav not work for a guy? Because he's doing it with his own das, right? So Rashi says, he has das, so he's not going to listen to what you're telling him. And even though the Jew is telling him, do it l'shem zeh, do it l'shem this, he's doing it l'shem acher, he's doing it for l'shem a different woman. He's having somebody else in mind when he's writing the get. Tosel says, no. He's not having a different woman in mind. He's just doing it stam. But stam isha is lav l'gerushin omedes, and therefore it doesn't work. Hey, machlokas Rashi Tosos. What are they arguing about? Why does Rashi say that it's dafka got to be that he's doing it l'shem another woman? And Tosos says, no, he's not doing l'shem another woman. He's just doing it l'shem stam. And stam isha is lav l'gerushin. So Chassam Sofer suggests that it all goes back to that hakira about Gadol Omer Al Gabav. That according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gadol Omer Al Gabav works because the Gadol's Kavana works through the Maisa of the Katan, that the Katan's providing the Maisa, the Gadol's providing the Kavana, right? It's not that the Gadol is getting the Katan to have Kavana, it's that the Gadol is doing the Kavana instead of the Katan. So he says, then you're going to have to say that the reason the Ovid Kavan doesn't work when you have Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, why don't we say that the Yisrael's Machshava will count for the guy? It must be that there's a competing machshava. The only way it's not going to work is if the guy has a competing machshava. When you have a gadol omer al gabav of a katan, the katan's not having any machshava. So he'll provide the maisa, I'll provide the machshava. We're good. But if the gadol's having a competing machshava, machshava that goes against the right machshava, then his machshava is going to overpower mine. That's Rashi. So Rashi says it must be l'shem acheres. Must be the seven machshavas to shame somebody else. But let's say you hold that Gadol Omer Al Gabav works out. Not that I'm providing, he's doing the maisa and I'm doing the machshava. It's that I'm focusing him on the act, on the machshava, on the right lishma. Well, then you don't need him to have a competing machshava for it to be no good. All you need for pasul it is that he doesn't have the machshava that I'm telling him to have. He's just not listening. He's doing it stam. He doesn't care about the machshava. So essentially what Chassam Sofer is saying is, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is the Machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah in Tosfos. If you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah that the Gadol provides the Machshava, the Katan provides the Maisa, so then you're going to want to say like Rashi, that the person's having a competing Machshava, the guy's having competing Machshava, that's why it's no good. But if you say that the Gadol provides guidance so that the Katan will have the right Machshava, well then, when you're doing it with a guy, the guy doesn't need to have a competing machshava, even when the guy just has zero machshava, stam machshava, that's going to ruin it itself. What's the problem with this example here? What's he assuming? That Rashi subscribes to the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. Had Rashi himself explained Gadol Amir al-Gabav? Right? The problem is, Rashi explained Gadol Amir al-Gabav, that the katan has kavana. Va'omer lo, ksav l'tzorech ploni. You're telling him the whole time, make sure you do this l'tzorech ploni. Makes sense very much that you're telling him you need to have kavana, you need to have the right kavana. So a little bit difficult. Is there another way to read that Rashi? You're telling him ksav l'tzorech ploni. Why? So because that's just a reflection of my own machshava, but it doesn't really matter what influence it has on the katan. Much, much harder to read into Rashi. All right, we'll stop there. As a Shema on Sunday, we'll start a new sugya. I haven't decided which one yet. May skip to Breira. I don't know. I'm excited about Breira. There is a big Shas sugya. We'll see.